Patient name Jeremy Cohn, C-O-H-N, date of birth 8/30/1978. The patient presents with complaint of marital issues. These have been going on since July. He is currently on sertraline 50 milligrams prescribed by his internist, Dr. Glenn Rosette, R-O-S-E-T-T-E. He has been on it for 6 years, originally being prescribed it at the Amen, A-M-E-N clinic in New York City. He was also diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder at the Amen clinic, but doesn't feel that he has problems with ADHD. His wife later joined the session, and she feels that he has distractibility and focus issues. The patient does admit that he's easily distracted, but he doesn't feel that it interferes with his occupation or personal life. He is not on any medication for it. He stated that he and his wife had marital issues in the past. They have been in therapy. He stated that she may have had an affair in the past. When he thought she was having an affair, he went through her telephone looking for phone conversations and texts. He stated he lied about going through her phone. At this time, he has been taking his daughter to dance class. The wife now feels that he is having an affair with one of the dance mothers. He stated she has, quote, branded him as a liar, unquote, because he went through her phone without telling her, period. She now doesn't trust him at all. He becomes frustrated when his wife yells at him and he yells back at her. He stated his mother-in-law passed suddenly in late October, and he feels that his marriage has been worse since then. He stated he tries to be empathic towards his wife, but feels like a, quote, punching bag, unquote. He stated that his wife texts him all the time, which is another cause of distraction for him. He stated that there have been two other instances in their marriage of her thinking that he was attracted to other women. And she tells him this is the reason why people get divorced. Both the patient and the wife do not feel that marital therapy was helpful to them. He stated she will not go to therapy. She goes to a psychic for therapy. The patient stated that although his work is stressful, he goes to work actually to, quote, de-stress, unquote. He complains of sadness and anhedonia. There was an instance last week where he had passive suicidal ideations, thinking was it worth it to be alive. He denies any active or passive suicidal thoughts at this time. He has no insomnia. He sleeps between 4 and 7 hours a night. He has always had a little need for sleep. He doesn't feel energized. He currently feels somewhat worthless. He runs a charity, a nonprofit for ALS. He doesn't feel honored in his charity anymore as much as he used to. He feels that people don't reach out to him. His concentration is a little bit worse than it had been since he's been depressed. He's eating more. He's gained weight. He stated he always tends to pace when he is on the phone with his headset on. He gets anxious. He's a worrier. He tends not to think of the worst possible outcomes. He sees himself as an optimistic person who practices gratitude. He's never had any high moods, no hypomania or mania, no obsessions or compulsions. The one trauma he describes was watching his dad pass away when the patient was 27. The father had ALS. He was very close to his dad. He was never abused. He was never a victim of a crime. He's had psychotherapy in the past. He is currently looking for a new therapist. Family history. There's depression on the mother's side. His mother and grandmother both had depression. His mother is currently in treatment for depression and is on antidepressants. His paternal grandmother may have been depressed. The patient has no history of substance abuse. Medical, no known allergies. There's no medical history. Surgical, no history of any surgery. Social, the patient has been married for 12 years. He has one daughter, age 10. He stated that the arguments have impacted his daughter's behavior. He graduated college with a master's in marketing and advertising. He currently works in the marketing field, and he is a teacher of marketing at NYU. He also runs a nonprofit. He has one sister who is 9 years older than him. They have a good relationship. He is very close with his mother. He was very close with his father. His circle of friends have become smaller. He has 1 to 2 good friends. He spends 1 hour per day on his charity.
Yeah.
Development, the patient showed no signs of ADHD as a child. He was very insecure. He stated he had low self-esteem and was shy. He stated he didn't leave his mother's side until age 10. He tended to excel in things that interested him in school. Otherwise, he was a mediocre student. Diagnosis. Major depressive disorder, single episode, mild. Plan, increase SOL up to 75 milligrams PO once daily times 1 week, then increase to 100 milligrams PO daily thereafter.